Welcome to Sleon Live, Santiago Leon. We had a great weekend, great week, and returning guests because we had a great time the first time. JP Paris. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing, Santiago? It's so good to have to be back with you, man. I'm so honored, man. Thank you so much for having me.
It's just have, you know, when there's chemistry, you got to keep going, like a relationship, right?
That's what my wife says.
It's worked out. How long have you been married?
Man, my wife and I just celebrated our 32nd year of marriage, man.
That's awesome, man. So let's go over like the Mother's Day weekend. How was it? Expectations were met or not?
It was amazing, man. I mean, for me, you know, since I'm also on staff at the church, I knew that Mother's Day is one of our biggest Sundays, so I knew that I was going to be tied up most of the day. So I made arrangements to spend some time with my mom on Saturday. So I actually celebrated with her on Saturday. I mean, she's up in years, man. She's 83 years old, strong woman, yet still, man, clear and stuff like that. So I had a great time. We had some time to sit down and chat. So I had some food, and you know how it is. You know how it is with us Latins. I mean, food has to be involved there somewhere.
Yeah, there's no food and just water. That would not be a Latin get together. But yeah, you know, usually church, like one of the busiest Sundays, I think second after Easter is Mother's Day, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's kind of like we like to say it's almost like the guilt trip kind of thing. You know, when your mom goes to church and you're trying to figure out, when you ask your mom, what do you want for Mother's Day? A lot of them will say, I don't want anything. Just come to church with me, right?
So they want something.
But then on Father's Day is the opposite. You know, on Father's Day, when you ask your dad, hey, dad, what do you want for Father's Day? Hey, let's go fishing. Let's go to the ball game.
Yeah, and then skip church because on Father's Day, it's not a high attendance day either.
No, right. We've seen that in church life that Easter is very well attended. Christmas, obviously, if you have any kind of Christmas programs. And then throughout the year, as Mother's Day is as peak, and then Father's Day takes a little bit of a slump. And all the other long weekends, you know, take a little bit of a slump, you know, Memorial Day, Labor Day, because everybody just likes to get the family and head out.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened to my Mother's Day weekend. It was really good. On Mother's Day, I gave my mom a Roomba robot vacuum. And she loved it. I mean, she didn't expect it. I mean, it was a big present. And I've been, you know, eyeing it for the past year. I was like, man, I have to get her that robot, you know, because it's just so easy to clean the floors, the vacuum, and you're able to control it from your app. And for Christmas, I got her a Nest thermostat. And, man, she loves it. And so I said, okay, if she can handle the Nest thermostat, she can handle the robot vacuum. So we'll see. And then other than that, we went to a Greek restaurant yesterday in the afternoon in Fort Lauderdale. It was good. We had Greek food. I had the gyro, and they had chicken and rice. It was really healthy. Have you had Greek food?
Oh, absolutely, man. I love anything that has to do with Mediterranean food, you know, from the islands, Greek and Middle East. I love all that kind of food, man. It's awesome. It's healthy. And you know what was the... You know what's the best thing about it is that when you leave the restaurant or when you stop eating, you don't feel kind of like bloated. You know, it's you feel satisfied, but you don't feel like bloated.
Yes, you're right. Typically, I feel bloated after a Mexican restaurant. It usually hits it there. And on Friday, I went to La Careta on Friday, which I thought of you actually when I was eating. It's so good. It's so classic. But yeah, so Mother's Day was good. I think I was it might be the best Mother's Day of all time, to be honest.
Awesome, man.
I can't remember last year or 2 years ago, but how was your wife's Mother's Day?
Oh, it was amazing. You know, she's we're grandparents for the first time this year, so just you know, that also And that's good. So for my wife, one of the things that I got, since we're talking about what we got, our mothers and stuff like that, for my wife, what I got her an Alexa, because she's been always saying she's been intrigued by the Alexa thing and, you know, Siri, we're used to Siri, but now Alexa. And so she's been playing with it since she got it yesterday. It's like she keeps asking random questions and seeing if Alexa is going to answer. So it's pretty good. It's pretty interesting. So we had a great time. And like you said, after 32 years, man, you tend to forget things in the past, but let me tell you something. It's like we talked about it in the past. You have to live in the moment, man. I mean, and make the moment count, you know, if you're celebrating Mother's Day, don't worry about what happened last year, the year before, man, concentrate on making this year's Mother's Day the best Mother's Day that you can ever possibly make. And that's how you live life. Every moment counts. Every moment is an experience.
That is a good attitude to have. You know, some people just dwell on the past too much. Like, you can't do anything about it. You don't own a time machine. You can't change it.
No.
You gotta live in the moment, make it the best Mother's Day. And that's what I did. I think making the Roomba, buying the Roomba really, really, you know, made a good Mother's Day. And then, I mean, can I
You got to
top it
give us
off?
an update.
What was that?
You got to give us an update later on. I mean, as your mom gets
Yeah.
used to it and
I
stuff like that.
we'll have to get back to you on that. We'll see. I have to go over and probably install it for her because she probably won't open the box, so I have to install it for her. But you know, speaking about Alexa, last week Google came out with this AI. It's called Google Assistant, and I saw a demo that the assistant was making reservations for restaurant and all that. This, I mean, this is not like when you're talking to it, it doesn't sound like a robot. It sounds like a human being. And
That's freaky, ain't it?
it is really freaky. And like the Google Assistant was saying, like kind of things that like human beings will say in a conversation, you know, like they pause or they say 4, 3 o'clock, things like that. So I was seeing that, and I haven't. I got my mom, my sister Alexa. I'm not sure if she's used it. I heard that Alexa has, I think, like news podcasts and a lot of
Yes.
good content. So let me know how that goes.
Oh, I will, man. I will. And you were talking about the other stuff, man. It's almost like Westworld, right? Everybody's talking about that series, Westworld.
I haven't seen
And
it.
it's kind of freaking.
Yeah, it's scary because I can see that platform. Like
Yeah.
maybe for a salesperson that could, I mean, I don't want to like sound too spooky, but it could do a lot of stuff over audio, like, you know, because I've a lot of like a lot of friends in sales, but no, I mean, the artificial intelligence is still years away because I can imagine Google has like a certain set of like themes or
Yeah.
templates for that, but Siri, out of Siri, Amazon, and Google, I think Apple's behind on the, like, they're probably like, you know, third place, I think. You know, first probably be Google, then Amazon, then Apple.
It's crazy how what's going on out there, man. But it's exciting to be living in these times, man, when you can see so much advancement and so many new stuff happening and going on that is like man, the thing is that it makes life for us so easy that we just tend to not do anything. We just, you know, we don't even get up to change the TV channel anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing. Remember back in the day where you had to get up and change the antenna or change the channel, but now you have the control. What I haven't seen is changing from your phone. I haven't seen that yet. That I'm surprised that hasn't been coming up. You're a book reader, and I'm also a book reader lately, and I've been reading Rich Dad Poor Dad. Have you read that book?
Yeah, I read that book a long time ago when I was when my kids were little, when it first came out. So I don't I know I read it, but I don't remember too much of it.
Wow, it is a book is so relevant so today.
Yes.
And it's funny because I found out about this book because I listened to this podcast called Bigger Pockets, and every week, like the new guest always says, you know, like they always ask the guest, "What is your favorite book, business book?" And they always like 8 out of 10 times they say, "Yeah, Rich Dad Poor Dad." So I've been getting a lot of out of it, and it's funny because I come from like an entrepreneur family, so I definitely. Like agreed what he was saying. It pretty much like my dad used to tell me stuff just like what like the book is.
So I want to read stuff that's been put out there by real entrepreneurs that are doing it, not by someone that's out there looking at entrepreneurs doing it and then theorizing. So that's my philosophy when it comes to buying books. You know, I want to read from someone that's really doing it and is being successful at it.
Yes,
You know,
if I had to
so.
recommend one other book, read Ray Kroc, Grind It Out. He's the founder of
Okay.
McDonald's. It's
Hold
similar
on.
to the movie. If you saw the movie, it's kind of similar, but
I want to put it on my to-do list, on my
yes.
to-do read.
And I have not read Gary Vaynerchuk's book. I mean, I might have read Crush It, maybe like the first two chapters, but I don't think I've
Yeah.
read the rest. But I see his content like every day, so it's probably the same for the book.
He's intense, bro. He's intense and he's out there. He's doing it.
Yeah.
So,
It's called
what was that one that you told me?
Ray Kroc is the author, and the book title is Grind It Out. Grind It Out.
Okay.
And
Awesome.
yeah, that it's a very like the guy actually Ray Kroc used to live in Florida and he did real estate. Nothing's changed since then. This is back in like the
Yeah.
40s. And
That's
then
awesome.
and if you ever have a chance, if you have Netflix, watch The Founder. Great entrepreneur movie.
Okay.
I watched it like, two, three times and it just blows you away. It's funny because after the movie, I spoke to a few people and there was like they either hate him or they love him afterwards. I mean, if you're a McDonald's fan, you probably like him, but sports. We forgot to speak about sports last time.
Okay.
And may and by the way, you're wearing a Real Madrid jersey a couple of days ago, weren't you?
Yes, I was, man. That's my second favorite team, bro.
And I guess you're going for them against Liverpool in the Champions League final.
The Champions League, of course. Look, if you're a true United fan, you never root for Liverpool. It's like
Oh,
the
you're
only
right.
red that you wear is a United red. You never root for Liverpool. So yeah, I'm all the way out. Hala Madrid, well, let's go Madrid. Let's do it.
Now, how did you choose Man United? I know some people have some random stories, some just pick it out of a hat. Why did you become a Manchester United fan?
Man, when I was growing up, and I don't, again, you're younger, much younger than I am, but when I was growing up, here in the States, there was like a show that, and I think it was PBS that used to put it on, or I know it was Channel 2 here in Miami, and it was like every Saturday night, and it was like a recap of, matches in the it wasn't called the Premier League back then. It was just called English football, and I would see clips, and this team kept popping up, and it was United. They were coming up at that time, and I always loved the atmosphere in the stadium and the craziness, and I just started following. And plus, I loved the little Red Devil thing that they used to have. I was young, and I just started following them, and I started just rooting for them, and that's how I got hooked up on them.
That's interesting. And what player do you remember back then that?
Oh my gosh, man! But back then, I know that back then there was Ryan Giggs started young. And then Beckham started later on, and I remember seeing Beckham play when he was young, when he first started. It was crazy to see those guys come up and play, and the love and the passion that they have for the game, man. It was crazy. So it made it fun.
But do you like Mourinho as a manager for Man United or? Hey,
Oh, you're gonna put me in the spot, aren't you?
this is totally safe, total neutral question.
And Mourinho is one of those personalities that you learn to either love or hate, bro. I remember Mourinho when he used to manage Madrid, and I love Madrid, but Mourinho is he's a proven winner. So from that aspect, you gotta say yes. I love that Mourinho is leading my team, but do I like him? I don't know that that would be one of the guys that I will hang out to have dinner with or to just have a beer with. I don't know. I mean, he seems like he's an intense guy, and he gets the best out of his players, but then it only lasts for a couple of seasons before the players start revolting and leaving. I don't know why. I don't know what the deal is behind that.
You nailed it, and you said the exact statement. Everyone says it, and I totally agree. I think Mourinho has a short lifespan in the club. It's usually like 1 to 3 years,
Yeah.
and he loses the locker room after the second and third year.
Yeah.
Now, yes, I think he's done better than the other coaches after Fergie,
Yeah.
but I don't know. I think he's personally, kind of past his prime. I think a little
Yeah.
bit, or he's getting out of it.
I don't think he's past his prime, but I think that it's like as much as the other managers on the league have caught up to him and are starting to do certain things that he does, that it was innovative when he first came out, but now it's like everybody else is doing it, so it's not as effective,
Who do you think is better, Guardiola
Pep, bro. I
Totally
think
fair
Pep is
question.
more. I know that I think that Pep is more relatable to his players. I think it's the age thing. And again, he was one of them at one time. You know, Pep play, and he was one of them at the time. He knows what it is to be on the other side of the locker room. I know that Mourinho played too, but I don't know how that relates. You know, so but Pep is one of the boys, for lack of a better term. You know, that's what I think.
Yeah, Pep definitely. He's more relatable, and he's younger, and he did well with Man City. I mean they won it from October, pretty much.
Oh my goodness, it is crazy.
Yeah, so he hasn't won a Champions League in a while, though.
Well, you know, that's because Madrid is just not letting anybody else win it.
Yeah, I think okay. Like my mind says, you know, Madrid. My heart says Liverpool. I mean, I'm a Liverpool fan.
I'm sorry.
To say. Like, yeah, I know. So I'm thinking, see, like Madrid has that experience. They've been there before, like 2-3 times in the past already, like recently. So, but we'll see. Mo Salah, he's a special player. Now people are saying he might be a 1-year wonder.
I don't know, man. Man, I think that guy is a freak of nature, bro.
He's good.
That guy is a phenom, bro.
Yeah, very, very good. And we'll see if he. I mean, he's not like Ronaldo. Like he's a striker. Like Ronaldo changes the game, you know, a little bit. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Any thoughts on the World Cup coming up?
Oh man, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I know I got a couple of friends of mine that are Peruvian, so they're really excited about Peru being in it for the first time in the last 30 years. So I think I'm going to be hanging out with them a little bit and watching some of those matches, because I mean the U.S. is not in it, and my other team, when I'm not rooting for the U.S., I root for two other teams, either Spain because of our roots, or Italy because I love Italy, you know. So England, I still don't root for England, because I think that England what makes the Premier League so awesome is because they get players from all over the world. But when it comes to the national teams, I don't think the talent is there yet as a team. I know they're getting it. I mean, they're getting some amazing new young players. You know, they got Rashford coming up, who's a monster. So sooner or later they're gonna be there, but I don't think they're quite there yet. And then Rooney's gone now, I think. So Rooney was more like the heart, the worker bee kind of thing. So let's see what happens this year, man. I mean, I wish well for them, but I don't think they're going to make it past the first or second stage.
Yeah. People like are saying that it's an open World Cup because some teams are not there, like Italy, USA, Ghana, Netherlands. Yeah. I think my top two, my favorites is either going to be Brazil or Germany to win it. Who do you think will win?
You think? Oh man, I don't even know. I mean, if you follow football for a long time, and any time Brazil is in a tournament, you gotta say there's at least one of the favorites to win. And then when you throw in Germany, or when you throw in Argentina, you know, this year for whatever reason, but yeah, those have got to be some of the top teams that you can always go to. And if somebody asks you, if you want to sound like an expert, you can always pick one of them too, because they're amazing, man. That's Brazil is, wow. They made the game, I think. They invented the game, you know.
It's like crazy. And this is like the last World Cup of Messi and Ronaldo.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, they're going to make an impact.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could see like Ronaldo really pushing Portugal, I mean, to go deep. I mean, even though Portugal's a weak team, except him.
Yeah.
But I think they might push deep. Spain is a dark horse. I'm calling it right now. Spain is a dark horse. Their players, they had a bad 2014, but they still have a lot of talent. I mean, we're talking about Fabregas.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then France is always a dark horse, but you know, some guy was saying, I mean, can they win two straight games?
France is like the girl that always tells you that she's gonna go to the prom with you, and then the week before cancels out on you.
Yes, and I know how that feels. So it's just what's gonna happen. And then Rooney, think about Rooney. Rooney's gonna come to the MLS.
United.
But people are saying, like, yes, he's 32, 33, but he's an old 33.
Yeah.
So, and he's
been hurt a lot. But let me tell you something, man. That guy, the work ethics that he has, and just the grit that he has on the field, man. He doesn't like to lose. And if it brings that to a group of young people, it's going to be amazing. Just like the same thing if Chicharito ever comes to the MLS. You know, that's another guy that I would love to see play here in the MLS, and I would love to see him play for Miami when we get a team, because those are the guys that bring energy to the team. Those are the guys that will give everything for the jersey. You know, they'll put it all out there and they leave it out there. It's not so much for them, but it's for the team. So that's what I love seeing.
I heard Chicharito's is going to come to MLS for sure. I could definitely see him, not a Miami guy, more like a Texas or California, like maybe like LAFC. Miami, I think if we get like a Brazilian, like a Neymar, maybe, I know probably until he's 30 or 31, but we'll see. But the Miami team, I heard the stadium might go to Doral, not to Miami downtown.
Bro, it's so frustrating to hear the back and forth. And man, I feel for Beckham, man. He must be getting so frustrated. He must be getting like, man, I'm trying to do everything for this town. I'm trying to do everything. It's my money. I'm bringing everything here. And the fans are starting to get frustrated too, man. I follow this group of people that are called the Southern Legion, and you can hear the tweets and the gatherings. And it's like, man, you know, come on, let us have our team already. You know, I mean, what else we got in town? The Marlins? Yeah, there's what 6,000, five of them go to the games. And again, I mean, let's put a good product out there and let's enjoy ourselves. I can't wait, man. I can't wait to buy my season tickets. You know,
Yeah,
my son and I already made a pact, you
yeah,
know?
I mean, if they make a nice stadium or whatever, like, hey, I'm going. I'm definitely going. I think this is like a whole lot of good hype. Do you think Miami is more of a basketball city? Because it feels like people were kind of debating that, and I think it's more basketball than football now.
I think Miami fans do learn from the Heat and start stacking up with some good players. And even the Marlins, you know what's frustrating about the Marlins is that every 2 years they're going through okay, we are restructuring. Come on, man, just spend some money, bring some good players, and let's have good seasons. And you'll see the stadium get filled up again. Because that's what brings people, that's what put butts in the seats, man, when you start winning. I mean, nobody likes to go out and see your team getting hammered every week. I mean, what for? I can stay home and watch it on TV, you know?
No, and you're right about like us being a bandwagon team. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have a lot of transplants. We have, I mean, I see Patriot jerseys, New York jerseys around, but I guess winning is the secret ingredient sauce to win. And then we have the Panthers. That's kind of raised up a little bit of popularity in the past 1 or 2 years.
That right now, Santiago, is my favorite team here in Miami, the Panthers. I'm a hockey fan too. Look, again, because they're great. But check this out. When I was talking about Miami being a bandwagon city, the other day I was watching a baseball game with my dad. We were watching the Marlins against the Braves. And this guy from the Braves, he hit it out of the park, bro. And I told my dad, listen to this. It sounded like we were in Atlanta. I said, hey, are we watching this game from Atlanta or are we in Miami? Because the people were started clapping. This guy hit. I said, that frustrates me, man. I can't imagine what it does for the players. You know, it's like, hey, what the heck? You know, I mean, I forget which city it is that if they hit it, if the visiting team hits it out of the park, they throw the ball back into the field. I think it's Boston or something like that. But that's the spirit that you need to have for fans, man. You know, follow your team, bro. I mean, don't sell out on them,
Yeah, you
you know?
got to. I think yesterday they had an attendance of 7,000, so that's an improvement from 3,000 from a couple of weeks ago. So I guess the weekend game. And it's interesting because I went to a Marlins game a couple of Marlins game last year, and there's a lot of dedicated fans that have been with the team since 93, but obviously it's like 1%. But and I think Mr. Marlin, I think his name is Mr. Marlins, like a Marlin fan since the beginning, that he's not going to any game this year because he had disagreement with the new ownership, with Derek Jeter. So yeah, it's a whole new clean house thing. I mean, you got a clean house when you're new ownership, you got to do some changes. And it's
For
pretty
sure, man.
good. And it's like, you know, you just gotta, you know, go through these changes, and hopefully next year we'll see some better players coming in. So
Let's
we'll,
hope so, man. Because it's like it's. I'm not gonna say embarrassing, but I'm gonna say it is sad, you know, to see. Hey, you have a beautiful stadium, man, and it's one of the most beautiful stadiums in the whole United States, man. I mean, it's a beautiful park. But then you got to put the product out there that matches, man. And if not, show improvement from season to season and show consistency. Don't get a
consistent.
player today and then next year you're gonna sell them or you're gonna trade them. And it's like that is almost like doing a bait and switch on the fans, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, don't do that. to me. You know, just stay consistent. Yeah.
Switching subjects, I saw on your Instagram that you might be opening up a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I'm researching it. Hey, that's another platform that is amazing and is doing great for entrepreneurs. And you know, again, going on the same thing that we talked a little bit about last time that I was that we were together is that there's an audience out there that's wanting to hear what you got to say. And you just got to make sure that you're out there in different platforms so you make yourself available to them. And I think that YouTube is exciting. You know, YouTube I've been researching it a little bit lately, and there's everything there in YouTube. It's almost like Google, bro. It's like you put in a keyword there, you put in, okay, I want to know how to tie my shoe. And there's videos of people, tutorials about, hey, teaching a kid how to tie his shoes, or I want to know how to tie my tie, you know, and there's tutorials about someone teaching you how. So I'm really intrigued by it. I'm interested, and I'm doing as much research as I can. But, you know, it gets to a point where you got to stop doing research and just do it. So right now I'm just trying to record content to make sure that when we go live, there's plenty of content there that I can at least upload. At least they say the minimum you should upload like 3 times a week to be consistent. So that's what I'm trying to build now, enough content that I can do that 3 times a week. So it's exciting. It's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
That's what I do. I mean, I post, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all the videos probably, you know, 3 to 5 times a week. And it's to good. Be honest, it's great. Like the watch time, and you're right. YouTube is the second biggest search engine after Google.
There you go.
So it's a good place to build content. I've been noticing there's more views on Instagram, but YouTube always put a copy there. You never know who's going to watch it, and you have a good chance to monetize it because Instagram, you can't monetize yet. So, but yeah, definitely. I've had my YouTube channel for years. I started in 2009, but then I took a break until like about 2 years ago. I got back on it, and then I put my content on YouTube, but then I take like the audio of it and put it onto like iTunes and into like a podcast format, so people can listen on the go. You know what I've noticed? People listen podcasts and music on YouTube a lot.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm telling you, YouTube is. I think right now, and a lot of people have been saying because of the algorithms and stuff like that, that YouTube is declining and stuff like that. But man, I don't see it that way. I see it the other way around. People, like you're saying, I've asked friends of mine, hey, you listen to such a podcast? And yeah, well, where'd you get it from? No, I listened to it on YouTube. And it's like, hold on, what's going on here? So I think it's a platform that is encompassing everything. It's like a one-stop shop. You know, you can get whatever. And so I think it's a platform to be on, bro.
It's easier. Really, yeah. It's easier to search and, you know, now with people that have like unlimited data, I think most people have that by now, right? And they just listen to it like in their car, you know?
Yeah.
And I think if you have YouTube Red, you're able to listen like the audio format of the video.
Yes.
So, which by the way, my friend told me about YouTube Red yesterday, and like there's like a Karate Kid, like a new version of Karate Kid that came out.
Yes.
So
yeah.
You're probably a Karate Kid fan, right? Back in the day.
Whoa, back in the day, bro, that was the movie. There is a series now like that, yeah, on YouTube. Yeah,
and there's like another one. You know, it's funny how these channels, platforms are competing against each other. We're seeing Netflix, Amazon Prime, and YouTube Red. They're trying to give out good content. I will not be surprised, and I'm predicting it now, YouTube Red is going to have the NFL in the future.
Oh, look, there's no doubt in my mind that YouTube is, look, all these platforms, the three that you mentioned, I think eventually that's going to be the death of cable TV. That's going to be the death of conventional TV. I think that, as a matter of fact, that's what my wife and I are doing right now. We're cutting back, and everything that we watch right now is either through Netflix or YouTube. And Hulu. Those are the three main platforms that we're using to watch TV, and we're cutting down on everything else because, I mean, that way it's, you have more control of what you want to watch. You get your wish list, you get your whatever it is, however they call it on whatever platform you're using, and then you just go right there, and you don't have to waste time searching. You don't, it alerts you, it sends you an alert to your phone, hey, your show is ready to watch. And so I think that's the future. And I think if conventional cable or satellite don't do something to spice things up, they're on the way out. And even the money, the monetization, you mentioned it, the sponsorship and stuff like that, you see a lot of it moving to YouTube, and it's crazy how that's the future right there. That's what I think.
Yeah. And, right now I actually use Fubo TV. I have no cable. I cut it off about a year ago, and I'm using Fubo TV, and it includes all the soccer channels I had. I can see NBC Sports, BN Sport, and obviously, like, they also include, like, you know, news channels and other movie channels, and I pay $40 a month. And, like, the only thing that's missing is ESPN. That's the only channel. ESPN, it's only on Sling TV. And yeah, these are cable replacers, pretty much. And it's like you're right. If cable doesn't do anything to spice it up, the only thing that's holding on to cable is still live sports, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and there's some local channels that can't go on these platforms because they have contract issues. So it's kind of, but you're right. It's going to be like the only smart thing that I've seen cable companies do is control the internet and the whole Wi-Fi thing. So,
yeah. I think what happened to cable was they got complacent, man. They thought that they were the only game in town, and they started believing their own headlines, and they fell asleep. They fell asleep in the laurels, and here it is, man. People are only going to allow you to take advantage of them for a certain amount of time before they start saying, ah, man, I got to look at someplace else. I got to look at another option. And boom, there's those platforms that we just been talking about, you know, YouTube, and YouTube is constantly trying to figure out ways to get better, which is what I love about the platform. You know, it's not something that there's no, they're not. They just came out with YouTube Red, and who knows what they're going to come out with next year or 6 months down the road. That's going to even be better than YouTube Red. So, man, and that's what you need to do, man. That's what you need to do.
Awesome. Well, to end the show, I did not ask you this to do this before. If you're ready or not, it's we'll just go with it. Tell us what you learned this week, or what mantra, or, you know, what lesson, you know, really quick, and yeah, go for it,
man. What I learned this week is constantly what I've been trying to tell the people that I work with in my coaching business is that you have to find something that gets you excited about waking up the next morning. You have to find something that you're saying, you know what, this is my why. This is why I get up in the morning. That's what's going to make the difference between living your life to the fullest or just existing, you know, because we're all alive. If we're talking, if you're breathing, you're alive. But then there's a lot of people that are just alive and they're just existing. They're not living life to the fullest. And that's one of the things that I've learned, that I've been learning, that I've been working, is find out. If one of the things that I have, five things that are like benchmarks to kind of like figure out that if your life is on the right path, and that's one of them, making sure that you have something that gets you excited to wake up tomorrow. I mean, are you looking forward to something? What is it that you're looking forward to? Or are you just, okay, my goodness, tomorrow I got to get up and I got to go to work. No, that's not enough, man. You gotta be excited about something. What are you going to be doing? And then something else that I've been learning and I've been teaching is, like, you have to surround yourself with people that are positive. You gotta really be honest with yourself and kind of like, okay, who are the people around me that are inspiring me, not only inspiring me, but are coming alongside of me because I share my dreams with them and they're not tearing it down. Then I help you. Those are the people you need to surround yourself with. So that's what I've been learning. That's what I've been teaching, is that those are the two of my five benchmarks. You know, make sure that you have a why that gets you up in the morning and gets you excited to get up and go. It's even better than drinking coffee in the morning. You know, it's something that keeps you up at night that you can't wait to get up. And then the next thing is, who are the people? Because like Jim Rohn says, you are the average of the five closest people you associate with, right? So who are those five people in your life? Are they positive or are they negative? And if they're negative, man, then you have to make some decisions. Say, hey, do I really want to hang out with these people? Because every time I hang out with these people, they drag me down instead of pushing me forward. So that's see how excited I get, passionate just talking about it, because that's how we should be living our lives, man.
Yeah, I agree. And I also got that out of this week. Someone told me, hang out with, you know, successful people, you know, that can motivate you, that you want to reach to their level or higher, you know. Yeah. And I agree, you know, you got to have your surroundings, you know, corrected, I would say. You know, yeah, I mean, there's some people you just have to leave some distance. You know, don't befriend them completely, but now have some distance and hang out with people that, you know, that will influence you, that will encourage you to go north. And yeah.
Yeah.
I,
for sure.
This past week, I learned a lot on from that book, Rich Dad Poor Dad. We learned so much about, starting small. I think people like to go too big fast. And that's always been my philosophy. Start small and then go big. And he kind of like nailed it. It's like, okay, I was right. I was
Sure, man. Sure. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint, bro. You got to pace yourself, and as long as you're achieving your goals one step at a time, and you're breaking down into bite-sized goals, and you shoot for them, and it's like the saying goes, man. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You don't try to eat the whole elephant in one sitting. You're gonna get sick. You know what I'm saying?
I love talking to you, JP. What? Oh, are you watching the NBA playoffs?
I'm not too much of an NBA fan, and since the Heat are not in it, I'm not even.
Okay, because I was going to ask you who you're going to have between the Rockets and the Warriors tonight, but.
Well, if I was watching, then you know what? I would go with the Warriors, man. I mean, just to spice it up and change it a little bit, you know?
There you go. There you
Yeah.
go. Well, JP, thanks for coming on to Sleon Live. I think you might be a regular. We'll see.
Hey man, thanks for having me. Anytime, my brother. I mean, you and I have fun talking about almost anything. So
Yeah.
anytime you just reach out, I'm here.
We'll probably have a cast, hopefully. Oh wait, we gotta have a cast before the FA Cup or after the FA Cup. It's
Oh,
coming up.
yeah.
So, anyways, we'll talk later. Thank you very
All
much for
right, man.
coming on.
See you, bro. Bye-bye.